cooking school after the landlord didn't renew his lease. Marama Davidson, co-leader of the Greens, is with us as well. Thank you for joining us, Marama. Tēnā koe.
Morena tau, kia ora.
Well, stuff the Hector's Dolphins. That's the feedback we're getting from politicians so that the Sale GP could run its race on Saturday. This is an example of the red tape, they say.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. You can hear me all right there?
I can't hear anything. If people are hearing me, aroha mai.
Yeah, I can hear you, Marama D, but you can't hear me. Or we might dial Marama back. I don't know what happened then. Well, let's see if Marama can hear us this time around. Hey, sis, are you okay? Can you hear me there now?
I can hear you now, Dale. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you, Marama. I was just saying that I heard the Prime Minister say, oh, well, look, that's an example of the red tape we're talking about. So Sale GP could rip across Littleton Harbour. Apparently the Dolphins were in the way and everyone's saying, well, stuff the Dolphins. What did you read into that?
Oh, hilarious. It's typical of the human egotistical approach of humans just ramming over everything, when in fact I know, Dale, that people of Aotearoa, people in our communities across the country care about our nature, our wildlife, protecting our seas, and understand that humans are not the primacy of the earth, that we're all just part of a whakapapa, a shared whakapapa. And you would say that there's nowhere else to sail in the world except for running over the path of these dolphins, eh? It's pretty hilarious, I have to say. It's been interesting listening to the entitlement of humans over the home of dolphins. Their home, it was even more interesting to see the appropriation of us as voyaging peoples being used to ram over the pathway of dolphins and the livelihoods of dolphins. Look, I know, Dale, our people care about the Māori of our all living things. I know that people care about protecting the marine environments for generations, not just for a race. And I know that people will find that quite ridiculous that we have not got enough innovation and imagination to be able to have a race without getting in the path of particularly endangered species. So it's a bit laughable, but it's an indicative of how anti-environment this government is.
Tēnā koe, I'd like to talk with you about the Gaza situation too, because I note that the UN Security Council has just passed a resolution for an immediate ceasefire. In fact, we might touch on that now. Calling for one, getting one are two different things. What we are still subject to is the misery, which is the reality for people who call Gaza home. Updates from your end, please, Marama.
Oh, my goodness. So the UN finally finding that resolution, you know, some 32,000 plus deaths, not to mention the thousands still buried under rubble. And as you point out, Dale, that also we need to highlight that people are starving, children, elderly, all people are starving, have got no water, have got no healthcare, have got no shelter. And that's, you know, the entirety of Gaza is being impacted on. So the ceasefire, yep, a little bit too late. And then making sure and prioritising that the kai, the water, the medical aid gets through. I think what's concerning for me, Dale, is I listened to the UN, the US ambassador, the US spokes on the UN resolution, the US spokesperson, and was severely dismissive. It completely invisibilised the, you know, 70 plus years of oppression by the state of Israel against the people of Palestine in Gaza. It tried to lay the full and only blame of what is happening right now on one group who have been resisting this decades and decades of oppression. Israel has kept, including children, has detained people for long periods of time, and while detained, innocent civilians without trial, have included children, those detainees have been subject to torture, cruelty, sexual violence, rape, hunger, inhumane treatment, lack of medical and health care, for example. So there's a real focus on only the terror and the violence of one side. And that was evident when they spoke about the UN resolution for a ceasefire today. They were only focusing on saying, yeah, we've sort of got to stop killing people, but only if Hamas calm down. We've just got to stop killing people. There are no conditions on that. There are no excuses to not stop. They have to stop killing people. They have to prioritise aid getting through to those whānau, to those mokopuna tamariki and all people.
Well, tēnā koe, we are in a recession. But does it matter that we know that? All we're seeing, our people, is when we go to the petrol pump or we go to the supermarket checkout, our pūtea doesn't go anywhere near as far as it did a year or two ago. So that's one thing to note it. Again, we are reminded that property investors in this country are able to minimise their tax contribution. So it doesn't mean much to people who are well-heeled, does it? But certainly for those who are living with more meagre means, times are absolutely tough. What's your thinking?
Oh, look, it's been clear for some time. The thing is that we have everything we need for all of our whānau, including our whānau Māori, to have enough kai, to have good shelter, to have their health cared for and prioritised. We have what we need. What has stood in the way, Dale, are political decisions, including this government. Not only this government, for example, doing everything they can for tax cuts and relief to landlords, to property investors, instead of to the whānau most struggling. So reducing benefit allowances and increases to our poorest whānau, to our whānau receiving the least support and least help, while we are funding tax cuts and landlords getting more money back. Not at all putting any controls on rent increases, which also benefits speculators and housing being used as a way to build wealth. Instead, we should be seeing massive upscale of public housing, Dale. We should be seeing far more support for Māori-led housing, and we should be prioritising we should be prioritising getting rid of the housing waiting list register, and that is only through the build of public, community and Māori-led housing. That's not what this government is doing. In fact, they are wanting to privatise more and more of our housing supply. They want to make things easy more and more for private landlords and property investors instead of prioritising public housing and getting rid of the waiting list. So for our whānau, there are solutions. The Greens have been very clear that by taxing those who own, those who have got more than enough, and refunneling that out to the whānau struggling the most, we could actually end whānau poverty, Dale. With the whiff of a political decision, we could actually choose to end it so that when whānau are going shopping, when whānau are trying to pay bills and pay the rent and pay mortgage, that they have enough. Those are political decisions. The Greens have always had the long-term and the immediate solutions for ending poverty. We've been proud of that, and we will continue to be leaders in the areas of ending poverty.
Yeah, and advocacy. You've been consistent there. Just finally, early childhood. The coalition government said the family boost childcare subsidy is going to begin from the 1st of July, paid out 3 monthly. And would reduce above certain income levels. Will this work? And it's to be paid out on invoices. Do most parents have the time to do invoices?
Oh, my goodness. So I know that every whānau out there, anyone who gets any financial support with childcare will welcome it, right? But that's like making whānau scrapping and celebrate crumbs is what I'm really mindful of. And they will only get those crumbs with a whole heap of admin, Dale, who we're already struggling as it is. We know that our whānau are busy. It's those that are putting their their children into care and early childhood education, also are responsible for working, paid employment and other responsibilities. They're busy up to the hilt. We did not have to heap administrative burden on top of whānau shoulders. We did not have to do that. For example, the Greens guaranteed minimum income, which puts the cash directly into whānau pockets, paid for by a wealth tax, and then putting cash directly into whānau pockets. That's a much easier and far more enduring solution, and we worked that out. It's a robust policy. That would have more impact, but this government has got a agenda of tax cuts for the wealthy. They're trying to say it's middle and low income. The middle and low income will benefit the least from their agenda of cutting taxes. We instead know that we have to increase taxes for those who have more than enough, because at the moment we only tax those people who earn, and we do not properly tax those people who own. It's about time we did that, and we can then get cash back to whānau without having to get them women have to submit an invoice every now and then.
Great catching up with you again. Thanks very much, Marama. Go well. We'll talk again next week, if not before. Mauri ora.
Mauri ora. Kia ora tau.
Tēnā koe. Marama D joining us on the program.